Welcome to your five for today. Good news? No, I'm not referring to a newspaper shop chain, but actual news. Have you realised that most of the news in today's newspaper or broadcast on the radio or TV will, in fact, be bad or sad news? Not so with what Christians call the gospel. Gospel is good news. News to be gossiped about, if you like, or spread, shared, passed on to others. After all, how satisfying is it to pass on good news, be it a family birth or similar celebration? There's nothing better than receiving a text or email that says, "Guess what? I passed." And what do we do with good news? No doubt, if you're like me, you can't wait to tell others. It's not to be kept, it's to be shared. Online, there's a good news network that has good news stories, good talks, and good gifts as three menus on its homepage. For today's reflection, I'd like to pass on good news that the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians at Rome. He said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." So let's answer three basic questions about this good news. From whom, about whom, and for whom? It's abundantly clear that this is a people-centred message, as the three questions suggest. From whom is the good news, then? It's a message from God, and is referred to in the opening verse of Romans as the gospel of God. It's a powerful message because it's to do with salvation, a rescue mission, if you like. We learn from the story of Jonah in the Old Testament that salvation is of the Lord. Lord is in capital letters and refers to God. Question 2, about whom, is answered very simply in the text. It's the gospel of, from, and about Christ. Again, as Paul starts his letter, he quite clearly states that the gospel of God is concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus is the main character to speak about in terms of God's rescue mission. It's why he was born. It's why he died. And it's why he had to be raised from the dead on that very first Easter Sunday. Our third question is, for whom? Our verse clearly tells us that this gospel, this good news, is for everyone who believes. If you're familiar with the Shrek films, then you will have heard the song, "I'm a Believer." Does that describe you in terms of a relationship with God? Do you believe in God? How is that shown to others? The Apostles' Creed, affirming Christian faith, dates back to a letter of AD 390 from a synod in Milan. Some of you may remember reciting it in a school assembly or Sunday school class. It reads as follows. "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." How about that for a declaration of faith? It is full of detail, yet quite succinct at the same time. But one thing's for certain, there's lots of good news to share in the creed. Paul was thankful that he could tell others about the faith of the Roman Christians. He writes that their faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. What good news to share with them as a means of encouragement. What are people saying about you and about your faith if you profess to believe in God? They may not read the gospel according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, but they do read the gospel according to you and me. What do people see of Jesus in your life? What do they hear? Do they tell others about you? How many people know that you have a faith, that you are a believer, a Christian? Can I encourage you to tell at least one person today about your faith? If you have no faith, why not use the words from the Apostles' Creed and make that creed your own? Then you too can tell others good news as Paul did. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Thank you for listening.